shit. New strap, at least 10. Save my shit from home.
Time it is, baby.
Hey,
you live in the building right now with my man Distinct.
Yeah, let's get it,
man. It's a been, yo, man. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM. If you just tapping in, we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and we the hottest one stop shop for the hip hop music. Now, I want to get into a couple of upcoming events. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about it.
Yo, man, let's you introduce what's popping with Onyx, man. What's happening with Onyx?
Well, Onyx, the legendary Sticky Fingers and Frage Rose Star, will be attending
both of them
Fortune Sound Club on April 18, 2026. And guess who's going to be there?
Distinct.
Well, I heard he might be in the building, but also we have a guy named Ashes Fifthborn.
Yeah.
He's one of the brothers that was hooked up with me by Rob. So shout out to Rob for hooking me up with Ashes. And also I heard that there's going to be the legendary Hard Body Dreams might be there too.
Oh man. Might be, man. You know what I mean? I might be in Spain, man. I don't know. I might be in Barcelona. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like Tony Yeo. I was in Antarctica eating octopus with the penguins, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You know what I mean?
But yeah, man, we do got Onyx coming on April 18th. They're going to be down there at Fortune Sound Club. Your tickets are online at showpass.com. Mm-hmm. Marked Up Entertainment bringing the event. The Block Productions bringing the event to you. And it's going to be a big one for the city. We really hope that you guys all show up because hip hop royalty is going to be here for one night only. And I hear some other major shows just got canceled, so you're not going to get another chance to see East Coast rap here in Vancouver at the far, far west for a little while. So you better pull up, otherwise you're going to miss out.
And you don't want to miss out on this, man. I'm telling you, because it's going to be all the way live as usual. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about the Chain Gang. Let's talk about...
Hold up, though. That's not the only events, though.
Okay. Keep it going, man.
Okay. So that is a very important and prestigious event, but we have to talk about... Once again, I know I plugged it, but I'm starting to feel a little bit loose, so I want to plug it again. I'm here is because a guy named Junk believed that it was worth it to come back from Canada when he was overseas in Italy, in Europe, in France, in Berlin, and Amsterdam, and he was opening for Benny the Butcher, not just opening, direct supporting, co-headlining with Joey Badass. badass with Onyx and Phaedro overseas. I hear he's going to be going back overseas after this tour with somebody called Snack the Ripper. Right? So he believed that it was worth it to get on a plane from doing shows with like 5,000 people, massive festivals and big paydays, and come back and bring the Horrible Pleasures EP to the West Coast and kick off a 16-stop national tour that just ended in Surrey. We just did Victoria and Nanaimo, and we just played a little spot down there in Surrey. And now we're going to go all the way across Midwestern Canada until we end up on the East, and then turn around and come right back and end it all here on April 2nd.
Damn.
And we're going to do that at the Cabaret, at the Cobalt Cabaret.
Yes.
So April 2nd, we are doing the official Horrible Pleasures CD album release party.
That's right.
At the Cobalt Cabaret.
Let's go.
Guess what? I'll be there for that too, and hopefully Hard Body Dreams and the gang will accept my generous invitation for some guest list. Come party with us, please.
Absolutely, man. You know, I saw Junk, you know, on the weekend, and I told him, man, definitely want to get him in again, and we gonna strive to get him in for another interview and also add on to the hype of that album release, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, big up to Junk, bro, you know what I'm saying? Actually, one of my, you know, honestly, bro, like, he's one of my favorites from the city, bro, you know what I mean? Like, I think that he represents this culture, you know, and especially when it comes to lyricism and having substance in the music, you know what I mean? I look, man, straight up, I give him his medals and his flowers, bro.
Yo, let me tell you a little something since we're in story time mode, how I met Junk. Many years ago, probably closer to like 2012 or 2013, somewhere in that area. Do you remember a freestyle league called The End of the Week?
No.
EOW?
No.
Okay, well, if you look them up, they're a worldwide organization, and they're freestyle shows, but they're not just freestyle shows. They're non-battling freestyle shows. So you play a beat and there's five stages. They do this all over the world. So there's EOW America, EOW Germany. There's EOW in multiple provinces at that time. EOW all over Europe, right? And so we all have the same. It's a competition. It's the same platform. There's words in a hat. There's a pre-written. There's a freestyle beat, freestyle no beat. And then at the end, it's purely it's crowd response and five judges. You know, ever heard of a producer from Vancouver named Eng? Eng was in on it. He was a judge. Do you ever heard of Steps Necessary? My boy Steps Necessary. So it was myself, Steps Necessary, and Eng were the official judges.
Okay.
This far back in the day.
Okay.
And so he came, he entered the competition, and he won both competitions in Vancouver. Then he went to Toronto, and he eviscerated everybody.
Ooh.
And then we put him on a plane because he was representing Canada, and he went all the way over to Europe, and he represented us. And I remember watching him on the radio freestyle with all these dudes from different languages. It was hilarious because the number one guy, one of the top guys, he was supposed to go first, just like we're sitting here. There's a microphone to the right of me, to the left of me. Hard Body Dreams is over there. We're in our Cypher Circle. We all got our mics, and the beat drops, and Buddy stutters for a second. That was all it took. Junk's in there, bodying everybody. Six Ways from Sunday takes number two in the world, hasn't looked back since. There's a bunch of legendary stories to go on with him, but that's where I first met Junk, and then it led into the Vibes tour in Alberta. It led into the Horrible Pleasures tour in Alberta, and now it's leading, or it led into the No Water in Hell tour, rather, and now we are going into the Horrible Pleasures tour.
Crazy
little bit,
and
of
so
lineage.
So they weren't battling each other, they just had to
even a battle is friendly. It's like unfriendly comp. It's unfriendly friendly competition, you know. As soon as the battle drops, theoretically everybody claps hands like you just played a game of basketball. But but realistically, this one was just pure skill based. So it's just you, and the target is the word you're working with, and it's what you prepared for. So it's going to be your pre-written verse. This is just the best one you want to flex. The freestyle is going to be about words out of the hat. The judges are putting the words in the hat. The judges are watching you pull them out of the hat. You know what I mean? And so that's it's one of a kind competition. I do miss it. But you know, that's where he was, where I discovered him. And to see a man with skills like that, and he continued to exhibit them. I consider Junk to be one of the top freestylers. To be honest, let's think of a rapper you couldn't put him in a box with. Like a famous multi-millionaire rapper with 10 platinum plaques that you couldn't put him in a box with and have Junk probably walk out of there. So I really respect him. I think he's good for the game. And if you're an MC and you're a lyricist and you ever want to have any sort of respect put on your name as a local regional artist in Canada, you better support my boy Junk, because it doesn't get better than that. And you should respect skills first. And as he would say, art over everything.
No doubt, bro. 100%. 100%. Yeah, he probably could body a lot of dudes, because a lot of these dudes can't freestyle, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. if you can freestyle, and that's the thing too, right? It's like when we were talking about the battling earlier, you know, for me, what makes me a triple threat is that I can freestyle. I can go into the battle lyric if I wanted to, and I can make songs. Whereas a lot of people they can't do all three. You know what I mean? They can't even do two.
Yeah, some people can do, but you also got to look at artists, right? Like, there's times where you're going to be doing mostly freestyling. There might be a section of your career where you're mostly freestyling and you're not writing so much, you know? Mm. And then there's other parts of your career where all you're doing is writing songs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I give it to people, especially people that have been in the game for a really long time. I always look at where people are at, man, because I know that, for example, a really great example of this. Oh, another Junk story. Jeff Holohan. Do you know Holohan?
No.
Okay, so he's battled in some of the biggest Canadian battle leagues. He's a legend. He's a battle champion.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that is really, really well known for writing amazing songs, or being an amazing freestyler, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of people know his musical repertoire,
mm-hmm.
because he heavily leans to one side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that makes him less of a hip-hop artist to me.
No, for sure not. Because this is all a part of MCing, right? Well, I wouldn't even say MCing.
Shout out to Holohan too, because when he was when we did the Vibes tour in Calgary, he showed up and rap battled Junk, and I just said that he does the grind time format.
Yeah.
But this guy got on stage and he battled Junk at his own show.
Oh, really?
On stage. Yeah, and it was wild. The room was going nutty, man. It was absolutely.
Was that set up or he just jumped on? What do you mean? Was that just random?
He's a ferocious tiger of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we invited him to the show.
Yeah.
And then he said, I want to get up there and I want to spit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, I want to freestyle with Junk. And we said, let's go.
Okay.
And it was really crazy to see, because his format is a little different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's from, his format is like the Pat Stay style format, is like where he's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
So to see him get up there over the beat, drop the mic, shout out, respect to Holohan. But
shout out to Holohan, man. Big up. So let's talk about Chain Gang, man. Let's talk about the block, man.
Let's do it.
Give the audience a bit of, you know, history on what that represents, man. What does it stand for? What is it, bro?
Chain Gang. Just represents my Afro heritage from the way that my family migrated on the Underground Railroad up to Canada. We've got black military soldiers, black artists in our lineage, and I want to see black artists succeed and also propagate with an inclusive hip-hop culture, and that's what I'm trying to contribute to. Of course, there's the Block Productions. The Block Productions, we're out of central Alberta. We're out of the Midwest. We're just starting to branch out into other provinces. That's my boy Rob Newell that started it. There was artists like Mercules made several hits working with the Block Productions when he was living in Red Deer, Alberta, before things were really, really huge. He put us on, and we are very proud to be part of his journey, a small part of his journey. Proud to call him a friend and an ally of the Block Productions. If you go to our YouTube channel, you can find some awesome old Mercules stuff there. It's really enjoyable to listen to, and a couple of collabs from us out there. And also, we can't forget to mention Marked Up Entertainment, and they just did an amazing show with Snack the Ripper and Snotty Nose Rez Kids down there in Vancouver, and I believe that was at Fortune Sound Club as well. So watch out for all three of these companies that I work with very closely as an artist and as a promoter, because we're out here trying to put on the best local talent and identify new fresh faces, inclusive fresh faces with real authentic talent and stories to tell here on this hip-hop scene.
No doubt, bro. And I mean, it's and like, you know, yeah, you know, I mean, really, yeah, that's, I know that it's very important that it's like, if you make it to a certain level where you're able to showcase other talent, honestly, it just helps your legacy grow. You know what I mean? And so it's how important do you think it is for artists to, you know, reach a, you know, say let's whatever, let's say you're reaching a high level in, you know, in the industry or in your career, and you know, you come back and you bring other people on. How important do you think that is,
man? Just to add to that, you don't need to wait to get ahead. You could do it right now. If you're slightly better than the man sitting next to you and you have a piece of advice that you could offer him that would do something positive for him, I think that we should all do that. Mm-hmm. Because a rising tide lifts all ships. Mm-hmm. And we are in a country the size of Russia with a population the size of
California
or New York, and one of the lowest population densities in the world, one of the highest geographically challenged hip hop scenes that exists for mid to lower mid level hip hop artists. We're talking about guys that are overskilled and underappreciated. Mm-hmm. We all know guys, you could go all across Canada and you could name hitters from every single city that are international level hitters. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that they didn't grow up in New York. Mm-hmm. The problem is they didn't grow up in Los Angeles. The problem is when they want to do five cities, they have to go 5,000 kilometers if they want to do five major markets. Mm. Right? Like even for this Horrible Pleasures tour, Junk could be making a lot more money out there in Europe playing for massive sold out audiences. And guess what? He just got to hop on a train. It's like an hour. Oh, you know, it's yeah, a completely different experience.
Yeah.
If he goes down to the States, you got guys down to the States, and you go to LA or you go to the Eastern the Western United States, Western Southern United States, like California. You know, it's going to be a few hours drive, and every time you do that, you're hitting another 5 million population metro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you've got thousands of fans and you only need to fill up a 500 person room.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Flip that now. We're in a place where the values align with hip hop. We have a lot of talent, but our cultural melting pot is so diverse that there's no way you're going to get a homogenous group of thousands of people for Canadian talent. And have that broadly platformable across. So, for example, this is a guy. If you go look at how much music Junk puts out, this guy's had numerous number one records on Spotify. Numerous. The Gallery of Saints, every song he was releasing, number one on Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it take to get that to be to the point where you can go to the major cities and it's going to be, you know, let's say wide appreciation and recognition for that level of skill and talent. The reason that you don't see the appreciation isn't because the music is amazing. It's just simply because the population density of a million person market in Canada might only really contain maybe a couple thousand people that will attend a hip hop show, like a real hip hop show,
yeah,
at any time. Right? So no matter how good you are, that challenge is a brick wall. And that's why we need to support our artists. And that's why Junk's saying, pay your artists, man.
Yeah, man. I agree with you, right? I think that Canadians, unless the music doesn't sound like a Yankee, they're not really buying it. You know what I'm saying? Or you... And it's like, ain't nothing wrong. I shouldn't say there's nothing wrong with it. I think that because America is the hub for this thing here, right?
Yeah.
All across the world, no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't matter if you in Africa, you in Russia, you in Chile, you in Colombia, you in Japan, you in Korea. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
America is the hub for that culture. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? And all of those other countries, yeah, they got their own flavor, but they all trying to be American in the context of rap music, right?
Highly influenced, just like our politics, just like our media. We're all watching, and that's it's because of the algorithm, right? It's you turn on the algorithm.
The algorithms, though.
Well, before the algorithm, you're still turning on MTV and watching syndicated events and shows and what's being promoted by the biggest companies in the world, and they're all to the south. And that's, you know what, to be honest, I love American hip hop.
Yeah,
I love Wu-Tang. I love Onyx.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
But also, I'm just saying that there's a lot of Canadian talent here,
uh-huh,
and I think Junk is one of them, that you just got to appreciate it, because if you throw that record on after some of the biggest hitters in the world,
mm-hmm,
you just throw on that record. You just throw on pay your artist. You throw on the meaning. You throw on my table. You throw on threat, right? You throw that stuff on. Put anything on the other side of that. Put anything before it or after, and tell me if it throws you off. Mm. No, man. You're going to be like, regardless of who, what, where, the universal language of dopeness applies here, and that's
straight
gonna
up,
be a
man.
Hard record. Right.
Straight
and so
up.
And so that's what I'm really saying is don't. I was telling this to Priyaj, your man in the front there. Shout out Priyaj for the popcorn. Yo, my boy. Priyaj, I was telling him that in Canada, artists are looking at numbers in a crazy way. Because it's just like on Instagram where you have a woman that might look at unrealistic beauty standards, right?
Mm-hmm.
We look at unrealistic metrics. We're like comparing ourselves with artists from like this crazy population in New York where there's like 10 or 20 million people within 50 million people in the state, and you know, the population of hip-hop urban listeners and the infrastructure and the government funding and the grants and the lineage of hip-hop literally started there. So it's like, yep, it's a completely different thing to drop a record there. You get a million views and you're out there. That might not even be nothing comparatively to if you drop something here and you're in Calgary or Edmonton or you're from West Vancouver or North Vancouver and you get 50,000 views, 20,000 views, right? It's proportionate. It's relative to where you are and the audience that you have access to. So don't worry about when you drop your record if you were able to achieve the same numbers as somebody who lives in a completely different area and has access to a higher population density. Just worry about if your record is hard and if the people that are around you like it.
Well, and here's the thing too, though. What, you know, on the other end of that, all because... Yeah, like, because, you know, I had Kimo on here before, DJ Kimo, right?
Shout out DJ Kimo, Rascals.
And, you know, we were talking about this before, right? It's like, yeah, all of these major labels, they were coming from, you know, New York. And you had all these major labels in New York and L.A., all these major cities in America, right? But here's the thing about those places, that it also is oversaturated, right? So you got a dude who is as sick as Nas, but he might not get the shot. Do you know what I'm saying?
But look, now we're bringing it right back to the original question you asked, which is lending people a hand up and a handout,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Or a hand up, not a handout. Now, who did Nas co-sign that is one of the dopest New York new Dave generation? East. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, right? And that's how you get a Dave East into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the mentorship that happens. Look, Horrible Pleasures Tour. Junk is platforming with the Block and Marked Up Entertainment, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I have a little to do with it myself.
Mm-hmm.
At least 6 artists per city, 16 cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like 90 artists minimum, right? Something
mm-hmm
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at, and that's just one tour, right? So this hip-hop infrastructure that we're setting up, where we make sure to package some of these artists, like those artists are helping us to bring new fans to the event so that we can help grow the headliner's prosperity and help get a bigger visibility. But also, those artists, and even the artists that are not on the stage, that are just in attendance patroning the event, they have an opportunity because most of the guys I tour with, Evil Ebenezer, Junk, we've toured with Snack, Merc, most of these guys are accessible. And they'll give a word to you. They'll do their meet and greet, you know? They'll tell you, they'll show you the way and they'll open the door.
Mm.
So I do think that it's important to help your fellow artist up and out, because that's how we have a better hip hop scene in Canada, and we all want to see who the next Dave East is gonna be coming from our hood, right?
No doubt, man. Let's get it popping, bro. Cause you know, to help another person out, to me that shows that you got what? Soul, which is the next song we gonna play, bro. And look, man, this is that. So yo, just give the audience one more quick. Yo, we got Soul. Who's on the record, G?
Kevin Rudolph, Mercules, Five Fires, and your boy Distinct from the Block Productions and Marked Up Entertainment.
Let's go.
This one's from the heart, man. I've been out here trying to find a way that I can cope. This lately it just feels like I've been hanging from a rope. Take these secrets to the grave, there's some things I'll never know. Middle fingers to these labels, had to make it on my own. Maybe I'm a mess cause I'm obsessive and compulsive. This thing hit me up and told me never let him stop you. These voices in my head one day I better get to talk to. I know that I'm a sinner and I bet it's gonna cost me. I'm always overthinking so I contemplate my friends. Hopefully this alcohol will wash away my sins. Trying to keep my balance when I walk along the edge. But go ahead and tell me that it's all inside my head. Everyone avoids me and I know it's out of fear. These objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. Yeah.
Loaded up them shotgun shells and shot my older cousin, that's all in his face. Talking, my teachers called me a disgrace. Had to pull up on him last weekend in a big rave. I sold work on sick days and ripped J's. I spent days trying to duck the ricochets. Cause we was trying to figure which click play with the shoe in 9 days. Y'all boys just trying to figure who click play. I made y'all boys just I flip it like a Swiss switchblade. Ride with me, come run a town with me. I do it for my dogs, just die with me. You spread around 50 trying to look like us, trying to flex with some bottles, but let's address it proper. I mean, I find it funny, they give me the same bundle without spending money, they just give it to me cause I'm popping. More honesty and less lies, skirted a McLaren off the lot. I bought it as a test drive, I took the jet for the it in tough time, hoping I don't go out like a Leo or a left eye. I'm the greatest, I'm the people's favorite. Thanks to God's graces, I've been number one in all these people's faces. So amazing how I made it from the mazes and the phases. Change faces, but I'm back to being basic. How many years am I gonna spend being famous?
acting like I'm normal, like I don't realize I made it, like I don't realize I'm famous, like I don't realize every time I walk around the city, they look at me like the greatest. All time hated, put me in your playlist. Trunk on the front of McLaren's that need a waitlist. So when I back, I'm frontin'. That told me I never make it in my Audemars Piguet wrist. I hop the plane and sweats and the bathing ape kicks. 50-pointer bracelets.